3 minutes after 10, a foggy, misty Sunday morning, 69 degrees, a slight chance of rain throughout the day, and a warm Sunday on tap with a high of 88. I'm Jody Denberg. Welcome to KUTX's South by Southwest wrap-up show, the sixth annual wrap-up show that I have been joined by David Frick to produce and play music for you, which we will do over the course of 4 hours. David, you know, as a senior writer for Rolling Stone, a contributor to Mojo Magazine, and he's a radio guy these days. He's the host of the Writer's Block on Sirius XM, Thursday nights at 8 on the Spectrum channel. And he's also the host of the Friday night show on Tom Petty Radio called Friday Night Affair. But first and foremost, he is a music lover, willing to get up early after a late night on Saturday and make music on the radio for us all. Welcome back to Austin, David.
Thank you very much for having me here in this room and for having me back in town. I've been trying to do the math, and I think this might have been my 27th or 28th South by Southwest straight. I haven't missed one since. I think it was either it was 91 or 92. I got to double check my archives, but it's like coming home, and this is just such a wonderful way to wrap up. And I'm not leaving yet, but it's a nice way to sort of like wrap up the music weekend and have some conversation and do one of my favorite things, which is play records.
And in an hour, we'll be joined by Bobby Whitlock of Derek and the Dominoes.
That's going to be huge.
George Harrison's All Things Must Pass and a great solo career, and he is 70 today.
Oh, well, we wish him a happy birthday before he gets here, and we'll do it again as soon as he arrives.
We'll do it in style. When you're here for South by Southwest, is it like you really have to bear down on the work that you have to do, filing reports for the magazine and the like, or is it kind of a blend between doing exactly what you want to do and then doing the coverage that you need to for your job?
I think I've found a balance. It took me a while because you had this impulse. You had to be everywhere. And the bigger the festival got, you know, when I first got here, it was all over at the Hyatt. It was in that building. You didn't have to go anywhere. Then it sort of blew out on 6th Street. And then as it just got bigger and bigger, there was a point probably in the late 90s, during, I guess, the so-called alternative rock boom, when there was this urgency about, oh, I can't miss this, or I've got a report on that, or somebody wants me to see this. But now I figure, you know, the bloom is off the record industry rose. I can just do whatever the hell I want. I can just show up. I hang with friends, yourself, Raul Hernandez from The Chronicle, my great pal, people I meet on the street, people I run into from other parts of the country that I see here when they come for the event. And I use really those connections and those friendships to help drive where I go. You know, what are you seeing? What do you want to do? What's cool? And I have some of my own ideas. I didn't actually look at the schedule until I got here on Wednesday. But so what? You know, it's like jazz, improvise.
It carries you along anyway.
There's definitely a momentum. And it's a momentum that I feel comfortable with. And I think the friendships and those relationships that's what really makes it for me. If it was just about gigs and business, I could do this anywhere. But I go to places like Iceland Airwaves, Spot in Aarhus, Denmark, South by Southwest. I go to these religiously because the friends are there, and the friends help really color and determine the quality of the experience. And even if I don't see any good music, I got to hang with my friends.
And you did see a lot of great music.
I did see a lot of good music. That's rarely a problem.
And we're going to hear some of the bands that you discovered during South by, or at least saw for the first time. We got together yesterday. You had a bag of CDs, many by bands who I'd never heard of. And then after listening to them, was like, I can't wait to play those on the radio. So we will do that over the next 4 hours. We'll also talk to David about some of his latest journalistic exploits. And we're going to get carried away with our own momentum. So one of the big buzzes at South By this year, and especially locally, was the film about Blaze Foley.
Which I did want to see, and I was not able to do that. But we were talking with some folks last night, and the word on the film was that it's really, really good. And I didn't realize it wasn't a documentary. I now realize it's actually like a reenactment of Blaze's life. And knowing his story, I'm always suspicious of you know, films that portray musicians that I've known or am intimately acquainted with the music. And I go, you know, do I really want to see someone enact a personality whose face and actions and voice I already know intimately? But I'm really curious about seeing this film because it's the word is that Ethan Hawke did a wonderful, wonderful job.
And Charlie Sexton's in the film, and Ben Dickey is the gentleman who portrays Blaze Foley. I knew Blaze a little bit. I wouldn't call him a friend, but I was acquainted with him. And he passed away in 1989. So it's amazing that almost 30 years later, he's being immortalized in film, rediscovered by another generation. Already people like John Prine and Merle Haggard had covered his songs. So the Blaze screening, I believe, was Friday night at the Paramount, followed by a tribute to Blaze. So we'll begin our KUTX South by Southwest wrap-up show with a song from Blaze Foley.
In his oval room, in his rocking chair, he's the president, but I don't care. He's a businessman, he got business ties, he got dollar signs in both his eyes. Got a big airplane, take him everywhere. Got his limousine when he gets there. Everywhere he goes, makes people mad, makes a poor man pay and a rich man glad.
He's the president, but I don't care.
Ooh. That's the fact. Never been so slow. Got a big fourth down, 99 to go. And down on the farm, nothing growing there but the dead say oh and their gray hair. In the desert sand and the jungle deep, he thinks everything. He's a real cowboy with his makeup on. Talks to kings and queens on the telephone.
He's the president, but I don't care. Ooh.
He's a movie star if you stay up late. And he'll your car if you don't look straight. In his oval room, in his rocking chair, he's the president, but I don't care.
He's the president, but I don't care. Ooh. He's the president.
Quench my thirst. sweet thing. Yeah, 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 sweet thing.
We'll be right back.
KUTX, our South by Southwest wrap-up show. Jody Denberg here with David Frick and the Water Boys doing Van Morrison's Sweet Thing. David, I figured the morning after St. Patty's Day, a lot of people are wrapping up their South By. We needed to give them a little bit of the Irish.
They're probably exhausted, too, and that's exactly the kind of sound, the kind of music that helps bring the temperature down, the momentum down a bit. And that's we should point out that that is the alternate take from the version that Mike Scott and the Water Boys did for Fisherman's Blues. It's included on a 7-CD box set called Fisherman's Box. He recorded so much material for that album over 2 or 3 years that he could fill 7 CDs with the outtakes. The actual album, I don't even know, is actually in the box at this point, but the outtakes are just amazing. And that's a great performance of a song from Astral Weeks, we should point out.
And a great interpolation of McCartney's Blackbird somewhere in the middle of
that. Yes, somewhere in the middle of those 7 minutes.
And late Austinite Blaze Foley with Oval Room, which I should point out, Blaze died in 1989. So that is a song that was written for a different president and a different time.
And as a different Austin.
A different Austin. And as we mentioned, Friday night, they screened the Blaze Foley film. It had premiered already, and then there was a tribute concert that featured the likes of Gurf Morlix and J.T. Van Zandt, and that was a big part of South By. I'm sorry you didn't get your little red
My
flexi
disc. My red flexi disc. We were actually, Raul and I were actually walking up and down Congress. We were so interested in the flexi discs that we were actually looking in the trash cans outside the Paramount to see if anybody had thrown them away. No one had thrown them away. So there, that's a sign that the film and Blaze are, you know, they're in good hands here.
And I'm not too proud to make an appeal that if anyone has an extra red flexi disc for David Frick, you can send it in care of me or to him in care of Rolling Stone magazine. So David, when you get to town and we get together and you pull out of your bag all the CDs that aren't out yet and people that you're going to see, one that was in your bag was the next album from Yo La Tengo. And I love this band. I'm pretty sure you do.
Very much so. I just had them on my radio show on the Writer's Block. Ira Kaplan, Georgia Hubley, James McNew, they all joined me for an hour conversation and talking about their experiences as a band. You know, Ira's work for New York Rocker, and he was instrumental in putting on the show's Music for Dozens at, what was the name of that place? Not the Cafe Wa, but it was... Man, I'm blanking on the name of the club. There was a club in New York in the 80s. Ira and Michael Hill, also of New York Rocker and who was an A&R guy at Warner Brothers, they put on this series of shows on Wednesday nights, and it was called Music for Dozens because that's all you could fit in the room. It was $3 to get in, and just to give you an idea, I saw the Dream Syndicate's first show in New York, Husker Du, the Violent Femmes, the Rain Parade, and... on and on and on. It was an amazing series of shows. So Ira's got a great history in that. And of course, Yo La Tengo have a long history of making music now, about 32 years at this point.
And the record comes out next Friday.
No, it's out. It came out just the other Friday.
And I love the appropriation the of the title. I mean, not since the Replacements appropriated Let It Be for their own title have we had such a ballsy move by a band to call their album?
There's a riot going on. Although, in Yo La Tengo's defense, they include the G in going, whereas Sly had go win.
And also, I hearken back to Riot in Cell Block Number 9. There's a riot going on. Yo La Tengo's new album just came out Friday. David Frick brought us a copy. Here's a song from it on KUTX. It's called Shades of Blue.
Feelings for life without you. Red, orange, or yellow. kidding myself.
Drum lessons uptown. Ones and twos and fours and eights. I think I'm getting it down. Hands greasy from Chinese food. Plate it sloppy set. You're the worst band we've ever heard. Bill Murray just left.
Oh,
The late, great Husker Du on KUTX on this March 18th, which happens to be the birth date of Grant Hart, the late drummer of Husker Du. It's kind of funny, David. Bob Mould always thought of as the leader of Husker Du, but one of their best-loved songs, that one, a Grant Hart vocal.
Well, the way they divided the songwriting between Bob and Grant, literally alternating songs on the albums so that you had this kind of great seesaw. Bob was really forceful, had a very, you know, powerful, aggressive feel to what he wrote. And Grant really had kind of a pop sensibility. You listen to that song and the way that's got such a ringing chorus and something that really just sort of takes its nails and just holds on. We were mentioning earlier, I saw Husker Du in New York at the Music for Dozen series that Ira Kaplan and Michael Hill had put together in the 80s. And that show was right around the time of Zen Arcade. So they came out and just blew this tiny room to smithereens. And I was also lucky to see a couple of their last gigs, including a show they did in New York where they played. It was one of the few shows where they played all of Warehouse Songs and Stories in sequence. Mm. And then they finished with 8 Miles High. It was one of the best shows I have ever seen. And Grant Hart, an amazing drummer, and someone that Patti Smith paid tribute to last September when she played in Central Park. She did a show, the birthday show for Fred Smith, her husband, her late husband, the day before Grant had died. So Patti, who's so adept and thoughtful in memorializing people that we lose, she played Peaceable Kingdom for Grant Hart.
Happy birthday, Grant Hart, remembered this morning, and preceded by Austin's Gene Caffeine, all-girl band from Sadie's Saturday Night. And I've known Gene since the 80s, but you were telling me some things about her that I really didn't know. Our connection was through the band Rank and File. She had moved here from New York. She was part of that New York scene of the time, right?
Very much so. I actually met her and the other, I think, 7 or 8 members of the New York all-women band, all-girl band, as she puts it, Paul Salama. I had just started writing for Melody Maker in England. I was their New York stringer, and they were playing around town, and they had a single that was out and getting a lot of play on New Wave Radio and playing around town. So I got to meet Gene and the band by interviewing them for Melody Maker in 1981 or 82, and All Girl Band is about her time in Paul Salama.
Sadie's Saturday Night is the album from Gene Caffeine. New Jersey's Yo La Tengo began the set with Shades of Blue from their new album, which came out Friday. There's a riot going on. I went to a big party this past Thursday in Lubbock, Texas with Willie Nelson and friends, and we'll talk about that in a moment. And we were mentioning a birthday. Our friend Bobby Whitlock, the legendary Bobby Whitlock of Derek and the Dominoes and Delaney and Bonnie and
George Harrison.
He is 70 today, and he will join us in about 25 minutes, and we'll spend time with him and his music. So that's all to come and a lot more.
Support comes from Precision Heating and Air, family-owned and operated here in Central Texas, offering 24/7 service calls, sales, and installation from certified AC specialists with no subcontractors. Customer reviews at precisionheatac.com.
Support comes from the Paramount Theater, presenting bass player Victor Wooten, performing from his new album, Tripnautics, with drummer Dennis Chambers and saxophonist Bob Franchini, Friday, March 23rd. Tickets at austintheater.org.
Support comes from St. Edward's University graduate programs in business management, leadership and change, and accounting. Evening and Saturday classes. Information session Thursday, March 22nd. Registration at stedwards.edu/grad.
Jody Denberg here with journalist and radio host David Frick for our 6th annual South by Southwest wrap-up show. David, I haven't in the past been able to get to Lubbock, Texas for Willie Nelson's reunion because I'm always on the air. This year, my boss was kind enough to give me the day off. I went out to Luck Thursday, and it was this idyllic situation. The weather was perfect. They have about four or five stages on this, what was once a movie set, and I saw so much great music.
You were literally in luck.
I was in luck, and I was in luck because I saw Ray Wiley Hubbard and John Doe and Nathaniel Rateliff in the Night Sweats and His Golden Messenger. And
you don't have to, you wouldn't have to leave the place, just hang out there, and the world came to you.
And that's why people are hanging out there. And someone who wasn't billed for the show turned up as a special guest, and that was Margot Price. And she has become one of my favorite singer-songwriters over the course of really just two records that we've heard, Midwest Farmer's Daughter, which is where she comes from, and the new album All American Made. And she has been embraced by Willie Nelson and the family. She got up with Lucas Nelson. She did her own set in the chapel, which is really hard to get into. And RollingStone.com posted a video of her in the chapel playing at the piano. She's just incredible. So in honor of luck, those who wanted to go, those who couldn't make it, here's Margot Price from the second album, the new one, All American Made. It is a collaboration with Willie Nelson, and I will point out they were in the room together. It wasn't an email.
Nobody was phoning it in.
Exactly. And the song is called Learning to Lose.
Thank you. are just designed. And all the things I've had to do without have been a blessing.
Sometimes a blessing is a curse
in disguise. Won't you tell me how long
must I pay all these dues?
Won't you tell me
this wedding planning to
you said it.
You said it. Oh, but
say that it's not.
Thank you. got it on KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.
Austin's Marsha Ball this morning on KUTX, our South By wrap-up show, but things aren't wrapped up yet. Marsha Ball, Carolyn Wonderland, Ruthie Foster, about 5 years ago, started an organization called Housing Opportunities for Musicians and Entertainers, and today is the second day of their fifth home estate sale. It benefits aging musicians with housing-related needs. It's at 1006 South First Street, and it lasts until 6. That's Housing Opportunities for Musicians and Entertainers. the sale, the estate sale, today until 6 at 1006 South First Street. Jody Denberg here with David Frick. It's the KUTX South By wrap-up show. David, one thing I noticed during South By this year more than any other year is that the Austin Music nonprofits have been waving their flags high. Whether it's Sims, who will be doing an all-day affair today at the Continental Club, or the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, or Black Fret, or the Austin Music Foundation, we really have a great community here that supports what we do.
You have you're very lucky to have that, because musicians have no safety net. So many Americans do not have a safety net, but musicians have been always at peril because it's such a catch-as-catch-can life, you know, whether you're trying to keep a day job or get on the road, and the accidents that can happen, just the wear and tear on your body. The fact that the city has organizations like that that are looking after musicians, particularly as they get elderly, they have no savings, they've given everything to us and gotten, frankly, very little in return. And I think it's really wonderful that Austin does that. I wish that there was a lot more of that across the country, but that's one of the reasons musicians keep coming to Austin, because you have a community that looks out for itself.
And we'll tell you more about the event at the Continental Club Gallery the Continental Club that goes on all day today that benefits Sims in a little bit. We started that set with a couple of artists who were out in luck. They were in luck. Thursday, Margot Price with Willie Nelson. Learning to Lose is from Margot's second album, All American Made. She turned up last night playing with the Band of Heathens, doing a Tom Petty cover. Love Margot, as does the Nelson family. She got up with Lucas Nelson and did a couple of songs during his set in luck. And I was really impressed in luck by Lily Hyatt, the daughter of John Hyatt. Her new album is Trinity Lane. We heard The Night David Bowie Died. It's kind of strange in a good way that now we're seeing all these artists who are the children of the artists that we love.
Time marches on. Families, it's a family business. There are so many, children that grow up with musicians, and it's hard not to be curious about what your parents do. Sometimes you go the opposite way, but in music, I think that there are so many opportunities to grow and develop and become your own voice. And again, Austin is a city that nourishes that, and which is why you have such a bloom of younger people with pedigree, but doing it their own way and doing it, for all of us here.
And that leads me to what's happening at the Continental Club Gallery tonight, which is a show by the Low Jinx Orchestra, which features William Harries Graham. He is the son of John D. Graham from True Believers,
et cetera, yeah.
And on that bill tonight, Abra Moore, John D. will be there with his son, Mike Meadows, a great drummer, Andrew Duplantis from Sunvolt and Bob Mould fame, Bonnie Whitmore, Matt the Electrician, Jamie Harris. That's tonight at the Continental Club. I have an advance of William Harries' next record called Jake, so we'll hear a track from that, Light It Up, and then we're going to make our way to spending time with our birthday boy, Mr. Bobby Whitlock.